I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our GeoQuiz today puts the spotlight on climate change. Climate change is often talked about in terms of rising oceans, droughts, melting glaciers. But a new study out today tries to map out the very direct impact of climate change on human populations. That is, how it will affect who lives where and for how long. Charles Ehrhardt is a co-author of the study. He's climate change coordinator at CARE International and joins us from Bonn, Germany. So, Charles, give us the basics here. When is the earliest people at risk are going to have to move? Where are they? And how many millions are we talking about?
Right. Well, that's actually a really good question. What this report tells us unequivocally is people are already beginning to move as a result of the negative impacts of climate change. How many people at this point? Well, the truth of the matter is that nobody really knows how many people are on the move now already as a result of climate change, or how many are going to be. Estimates range anywhere from, say, 150 million up to 700 million by the middle of this century.
Wow. Now, you said that this is already happening. Where is it already happening?
Well, the studies that we were involved in found this already to be the case in parts of Central America, some of the drier parts of Africa, and indeed even in some parts of Pacific Island countries. In particular, we know that there are already people moving on some of the smaller islands of Papua New Guinea. Also, there is already migration on Tuvalu and also the Maldives.
Right, the Maldives, which is the answer to the GeoQuiz, the Maldives or the Maldive Islands. And where will those Maldivians be moving to? Do they have they zeroed in on a place that they can create a new nation on?
One of the challenges related to climate change and migration is that it brings some new concepts, new things that we've never had to deal with before. You know, in other cases of migration and forced displacement, your drivers are typically economic or more likely political. And in the case of politically displaced people, people displaced because of war, eventually they ought to be able to go home, or at least that's what we hope. In the case of climate change, we're dealing with something new. We're looking at the flooding of entire countries. Some entire countries may no longer really be viable places to live. So what does that mean? Can you have a state without actual territorial mass that's above the waves? If not, then who is going to be the duty bearer? Who is going to have a responsibility for looking out for the people from that country?
Big climate negotiations are coming up at the end of this year in Copenhagen. Are you and the other authors of the study hoping to inspire more thought about the rights of displaced populations and get that on the agenda in Copenhagen?
Absolutely. And that's why we timed the release of our report. Right now what's happening in Bonn is they are negotiating text, which is kind of a way of saying that the governments are negotiating what they're going to be negotiating about for the next several months. So one of our objectives was to get a line into the negotiating text saying that as we look at this challenge of people having to adapt to climate change, that we need to figure out how we're going to jointly address this challenge of migration and displacement.
Have you been in touch with any representatives from the Maldives about mobilization in this regard?
I have been. As a matter of fact, I sat down for several hours about two or three nights ago with some representatives from the Maldives government. And we were having quite a technical discussion. Then one of them looked at the map, which was quite detailed, showing what parts of their home island would be flooded with 1 or 2 meters of sea level rise. And it was quite a detailed map. And he looked down and said, "You see that place?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, that's where I grew up. That's going to be underwater. And that place over there, that's where my uncle lives. And that's going to be lost, too."
Wow.
So it was really quite touching to go out of this phase of all very technical discussions and then really to bring it back down to the consequences for individual lives.
Charles Ehrhardt is climate change coordinator with CARE International. The study is called In Search of Shelter, Mapping the Effects of Climate Change on Human Migration and Displacement. Thanks very much, Charles.
Thank you.